Hello, and welcome to this episode of The Golden Gang, a podcast that introduces you to the inside of our senior living community through the eyes of professionals that are here every day. Through their stories and personal experiences, you will hear the passion and commitment of those providing services to our most treasured population, the residents of Arbor Terrace, Mount Laurel. My name is Phil Rizzo. I'm the Business Office Director here at Arbor Terrace, Mount Laurel, and I'll be your host today. Today's guest has been a performer in our community since 2020 and has done over 60 shows for us here at Arbor Terrace, Mount Laurel, and many, many more for the Arbor Company in general. She is moving out of state soon, so today is going to be her last performance with us. Today's guest is Kathy DiPrato. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Phil.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for doing this.
Absolutely.
Taking a little time to talk
Thanks
to us.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, Kathy, you know, we just met today for the first time.
Yes.
And, you know, I know Wanda's known you for many, many years.
Yes.
But I have just met you. So I'm curious, when did you first get into music and performing?
Well, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. And so there were quite a few guys who played guitar from my neighborhood. And we would hang out on the street corners in Brooklyn. And I watched them play, and we would all sing along. And then all of a sudden, I just started picking up the guitar. And I realized that I had an ear for music. And I would play and sing. And that's really what got me started into it.
How old were you when you started doing this?
I'd say I was about 15.
15?
Yeah,
that's
15.
Early.
Yeah.
Just running around the streets of Brooklyn by yourself?
Yeah, I was even younger than that. I'm just saying I picked up the guitar at 15.
Right.
I was running around before that.
Yeah. I know it was a different time.
It was a different
probably.
time. It was a fun time. You know,
I'm sure.
It really was. Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously you're not as old as my father, but my father, he grew up in Manhattan, running around. So I heard a lot of stories about what it's like to grow up on the streets of New York. It's pretty wild.
Oh, it's the best. It really was the best. You know, it's not the same anymore, but we have so many memories to treasure. You know,
well, that's good.
Yeah.
So. Wanda mentioned, so have you ever, you've always been a solo, or have you ever played with like multiple musicians in a band?
No, actually when I was 21, I joined a band. A friend of mine, a guy from my block, asked me to come and sing with the band, you know, be the singer. And that's where I met my future husband. So he was the guitar player. So we played for many, many years. So I played in, once I started that band, I'd say I played in about five different bands, including we did some wedding bands. I was in a cover Pat Benatar tribute band.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
I was Pat Benatar. I had the wig, the outfits, everything. She's my idol. I got to meet her and her husband backstage at one of their concerts.
Wow.
And she had heard of my tribute band. So it was really a thrill for me. But yeah, so I mean, I was always involved with bands until I started doing this. I went solo, and that was when I got a little older. And I guess it was in the about 2012, 13, somewhere around there, I started performing by myself.
Okay.
But even though I perform by myself, that's my major thing because this is what I love to do. I do have currently an acoustic duo with my husband called Flannel and Lace.
Flannel and Lace?
Yes.
Very cool.
Yes.
Where do you perform with him?
Yeah, we perform. We performed many times at Great Adventure this year, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and we perform at fairs and festivals and restaurants and things like that, you know. So
very cool.
I don't like doing the late night shows anymore, or you know, I just like to do the more laid back stuff. But this is my favorite thing always to do.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Yeah. When did you get involved with seniors or assisted living?
Well, my father suffered from Lewy body dementia, and in the early stages of it, he was in a rehab, and I would go and visit him, and I would see all these people, and they just looked so sad to me, and it would bother me. It would bother me the way my father was. It would bother me the way these people were, and I just was like, is there anything I can do to help, you know? And I really didn't know. And then I thought, well, maybe I could do something musically. And so I looked into it, and I said, they have entertainment at these places. I can go and entertain. And so that's how I got involved in it. And it's the best thing I ever did.
Oh, that's so cool to hear.
Yeah.
So what do you love most about it? What do you love most about performing for residents and seniors?
Oh God, the thing I love most about it is the smiles I bring to their faces, the joy.
Oh.
They come up to me after the show and they thank me for bringing them back to these great memories. And I, you know, it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done. And I've done a lot of things musically, including I've written some originals. I've sung with Meatloaf. You know, I've done a lot.
Right?
Yes, I've done a lot of things. And this is absolutely the most rewarding thing for me because I feel like I'm doing something good for people.
Yeah. I think you are. You know, I've only been here 3 years, but I've never gotten anything but positive feedback from whenever you play and just from Wanda and just from the staff and the residents. That's so good to hear. But hold on a second. When did you play with Meatloaf? How did that happen?
Okay. So what happened was in 1993, I believe it was, Meatloaf put an ad out in the Village Voice newspaper. Sure. I was living in Brooklyn at the time. I didn't know it was Meatloaf, and I saw this ad, and it said, international recording artist looking for a female singer, and you have to come to the studio in Manhattan and audition. So when I called, they told me it was Meatloaf, that he was going back on tour. And so I said to my husband, I said, oh, let me go. You know, I have nothing to lose. Now, in 1993 is when I started to seriously think about having a family because I was 32 years old.
Okay.
So I went because I didn't think anything was going to come of it. So I went and there were a bunch of girls waiting there in the studio. And when I went in to audition for Meatloaf, I met him. He was fabulous. He was such a nice guy. I sang that big song.
Paradise by
Paradise,
the Dashboard Light.
Yes. I sang Paradise. I sang, he asked me to sing a ballad of my choice. I sang Wind Beneath My Wings. And then he asked me to do a song on spot to do harmonies. And I did that and it just went great. It went great and I could tell he was impressed because he started asking me questions like, okay, so do you think that you could handle five nights in a row? Do you think you can? And the other guys were asking me questions. And then his wife came over and was talking to me. And his wife escorted me to the elevator when I left. And she didn't do that for any of the other girls. By the time I got home, there was a phone call from Steve Buslow, who is, in Meatloaf's band.
Okay.
Asking me to send them my address. They wanted to send me records, recordings that I would have to learn to come back from the new album.
Yeah.
Wear a white dress, and I said, oh my God. And then I realized this could happen. Now, the problem was it would have been a tour for me out of the country for at least 2 years.
Right.
And I cried and I cried and I cried.
Oh.
And my husband, was very, very, he was like, it's a great opportunity. I said, but our relationship wouldn't be the same. It would change. And then what about I want children. I want a family. That was my priority.
Yeah.
And so I didn't go back.
Wow.
And the role went to Patty Russo. And if you see Patty Russo talking about it, she tells everybody the same thing. It was an ad in the Village Voice, and I answered it.
Right.
And I know it was between me and Patty at the end. So, because they did tell me there was another girl with dark hair. So, who knows what would have happened. But you know what? I never regret my decision.
That's great to hear. I mean, what an opportunity, of course. But, yeah. I mean, that's so great that you're grounded enough to, you knew what you wanted.
Yes.
And you knew how to prioritize. A lot of people would have just been like, oh my God, I can't miss this. I got to... And that would have been another choice.
Yeah.
But that's so cool, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I mean,
nice
my
guy.
Priority was just to have a family because, I could still sing and raise my kids and be home and,
So would it have been the I Would Do Anything for Love album? Was that the second big hit he had?
No, it was the one where Objects in the Rearview Mirror.
Not the one. I just want to think it was a little earlier than that.
Yes. Okay. It was the very last one that he put out.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, it was. I can't remember it right now. But yeah, so it was really a fun experience, to say the least.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're moving on. You're moving out of state. So
yes.
That's why this is your last performance with us.
Sadly, yes.
So sad from what I hear. Yeah, so I know Wanda is certainly sad about it. And I know all the residents are going to miss you.
Yes, and I'm going to miss all of them. I really, really am, But I am moving to Delaware. My oldest son got married like 2 months ago. And he already moved there. And we're going with him. We bought a house already. It's being built. So, and then hopefully, fingers crossed, my other son's coming too.
Oh, that's great. You never want to be too far away.
We're a very close family. We're very close, and it's not that mom wants to be near her kids. Her kid also wants us there too. You know what I mean? So we are very close. So
how old are your son? Your children?
31 and 29. Two boys. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let me ask you. So I believe you first started working performing in Arbor Terrace in 2014.
Yes, that
right?
About that.
That's
what
Wanda kind of said?
In Middletown, yes.
Okay, in Middletown, right, where Wanda worked. And that's where you met her, I assume?
That's where I met Wanda, yeah.
Okay.
And my God, we go way back because it was, the place in Middletown was like my home away from home. I started there and I still perform there, you know, and I lived two blocks away from where it was. And I couldn't be happier because I did call it my home away from home. Mm. They would have me there every Christmas Eve to do a Christmas show.
Oh, that's great.
And Wanda and her son Cole, her son was always there. And I mean, I remember him, he was like up to my waist, you know, and he was so shy and oh, such a cutie. And then I met him, I think like last year, they were doing something here in Mount Laurel. And here he was, taller than me. And it was great to see him. You know, it was just so great. And such a fine young man he turned into.
She showed me a picture of, Cole, her child, and some of Sandy's kids dancing around at one of your performances.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We had so much fun.
And for anyone listening, you might remember Wanda. She's our engagement director here at Arbor Terrace Mount Laurel. And she was on the podcast a couple of episodes ago, so you might remember her. But that's who we're referring to when we talk about Wanda.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's your last performance. I'm sure it's sad, like you said.
I am very, very sad because I'm going to miss a lot. I'm going to miss not only Wanda, Christine, Amanda. They are the best, too. Oh. I'm going to miss all the residents. I mean, because I have a nice relationship with them. And they bring me as much joy as I bring them.
So the reason I asked you about 2014, I was curious what your first impressions were of Arbor Terrace when you first started performing for the company.
Okay, so I had performed at a few other places too, you know, because I do perform at many, many places. Mm. And when I first went to Arbor, I was so impressed. I was so impressed by the whole atmosphere. It was just such a positive, welcoming atmosphere. The residents seemed to be so happy. Mm-hmm. Anybody that I worked with there, all the workers, were so happy. Nobody, you know, and, you know, sometimes you're not having a good day. But everybody was just really, really nice and really happy. And I just loved it. And that's why I became a regular every month, and I loved it, and I never got tired of it, and I built up such great relationships with people, and Arbor Terrace is absolutely up there as one of my top places.
That's so good to hear.
Yeah.
So when you perform, I'm curious, like I said, you know, I've heard a couple of your performances here and there, but what is your favorite type of music that you like to play or perform?
You mean here or in general?
How about both? First, anywhere.
Okay.
If you had a choice to perform any type of music, what would you do?
Well, if I had a choice, see, I'm a classic rock girl.
love it.
All right, so I like my classic rock music, you know, but I get to do that, like I said, with my acoustic duo that I have, okay? So, but I got to tell you, you have to be surprised. You'd be surprised, like, there are places where I go now and people are starting to ask me for Fleetwood Mac,
nice.
Billy Joel, you know, they're starting to, you know, because, you know, maybe I'm getting a little older and they're getting a little younger. I don't know. I don't know what it is. And, you know, but here I like to always mix it up because there are people who want to hear the 40s, their 50s, the 60s. So I just love to give a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I'm sure it's variety for everybody.
Yes.
But you're going to have different age groups.
Absolutely.
Not everyone's the same age here.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I always try and mix my sets, you know, to include everybody so everybody can be happy. And I especially like when, like, I'll ask people at the end of my show, if there's a song or a singer that you love that you might want to hear next time I come, you know, and they do, they come up and they tell me, and then I have a song for them, and they are so thrilled that I can do their song.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, good music is universal, right? You mentioned, you know, age groups. My daughter right now, she's 21, and she's so into Billy Joel right now.
You see?
And the whole family loves Fleetwood Mac. So, you know, great music never gets old, I don't
think. No, it doesn't.
Whether it's from the 40s or whether it's from the 90s or, you know.
That's right.
Music's music. Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
It's fantastic.
And music, you know, music just brings the residents right back. Mm. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter where their mind is at the time, but a song can just, all of a sudden they remember the words, they're singing along, they light up, and that's gold to me. I love it.
Wow, that's so great.
Yeah.
So great to hear.
Yeah.
Well, there's no wonder why everyone's going to miss you.
And I'm going to miss them.
I'm sure. Yeah, no, it's been great. I mean, thank you for you know, just being so consistent and performing.
Thank you.
Week after week. Like I said, I've seen your invoice millions of times.
Yeah. It's, but not me,
Well, no, but it's great. I finally get to talk to you now.
No,
unfortunately, it's the last time you're going to be here for a while. But
it's been great. I have started working in Delaware already. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, I've started my, my scheduling of
Did
of
you
shows
have to
there.
Network all over again? Or were you doing some shows that were south enough where you could still kind of keep those gigs? Or is it all starting from scratch again?
Well, it's going to be starting from scratch once I'm there. Mm. So right now I'm kind of in between because it's still, you know, from where I live, it's still an hour 45 to get to these shows, you know. But I wanted to start establishing myself out there. And luckily, because I have so much of a following here, that they look at my page on Facebook, they see what I do, and they hire me.
That's good.
So it's so far so good, but I'm gonna miss everybody here.
Miss you guys too. Yeah. What was the name of the Pat Benatar tribute band? I gotta ask.
The Pat Benatar tribute band that I was in was called Little Paradise.
Little Paradise?
Yes.
Okay. Does that have some significance? I'm not a huge Pat Benatar, but I do like her.
Little Paradise was a song that she did.
I assumed, okay.
Not one of the top hits, but it was a good song.
I probably don't know the top hits.
Yes. But. And then so if you look on YouTube and you look up Little Paradise Band, you will find us. And that's me with a brown wig on.
Awesome. Do you have anything coming up that you want to tell everybody about? Maybe they'll check out the show.
Anything coming up? No, I mean, I do have, I did record a Christmas album.
Okay.
So I do have a Christmas, but you know, right now it is on some Spotify, some places, you know, YouTube and stuff, but they're all CDs, you know?
Is there a place that someone, if wanted to buy them, they could check it out? Is there a place they could buy them?
Yeah, I believe they can buy them.
What's the name of the album?
It's called An Old Fashioned Christmas with Kathy D.
An Old Fashioned Christmas with Kathy D.
Yes, and I wrote one of the songs on there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So there you go, listeners. If you want to pick up the Christmas album by Kathy, you can check that out.
All right.
See what's going on there. Yeah. Let's see. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is so great talking to you. I'm sorry it's the last time you're going to be in the community for a while, but...
You know, you never say never because, you know, I...
There she
Wanda,
is.
There's Wanda. She's the best. Wanda's the best. Never say never, Wanda. I could make a trip back, you know.
Oh, hey. So. We'd be lucky. We'd be lucky to have you. That'd be
so
great.
Would I. So would I. I'll be lucky, too.
Kathy, thank you so much. I really appreciate you talking to us for a little bit.
Thank you so much, Phil. I had a wonderful time, and thanks for having me.
Listeners, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to check out our episode. We'll be coming at you soon with another episode, and I hope you'll tune in. Have a great day. Well, listen, folks, the Arbor Company has over 40 senior living communities in 11 states along the East Coast and Midwest, offering lifestyles in independent living, assisted living, bridges, and memory care. If you or anyone you know is interested in finding an Arbor Company near you, please visit our website at www.arborcompany.com. If you're in the Burlington County, New Jersey area and wish to visit our community here in Mount Laurel, please call us at 856-367-3006 and ask us for a tour. You might catch one of our residents singing one of Kathy's songs.